brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jim Berniger. He is the communications director for Sun & Fun. Now, it's been 7 months, Jim, but we're finally getting down to the bill-paying stage for the tornado that went through Sun & Fun last March 31st. And part of that fallout is probably an unwelcome letter that's been sent to at least 25 aircraft owners whose aircraft were damaged in that incident. Can you explain what's going on?
Well, actually, the bill-paying process has been going on for a while. We experienced a significant number of expenses that were related to the tornado. Some of those have been addressed. One of those expenses was the cost to move damaged aircraft from the site and to assure that the site was environmentally secure and to welcome back all of our exhibitors and attendees the next day or the next morning.
Now, this is work that happened virtually within like 12 hours. It happened overnight, right?
That happened overnight. Absolutely. I mean, that understandably, part of everybody's amazement was that this site was open and ready to go the next day, and it was only possible through a remarkable effort on the part of our volunteers, our community partners, all of our the police and fire services in the Lakeland area, and then some third-party subcontractors that helped us actually make that a reality. Two of whom were a moving company or a salvage company, and the other was a environmental cleanup company. That was one of the more critical issues to make sure the site was in proper condition to welcome both our exhibitors and attendees the next day.
Okay, so the airplanes had to be moved, and any fuel or oil or anything like that had to be cleaned up.
Yeah, we're fortunate we were able to do that. So yes, that is correct.
So these companies submitted the bill to Sun & Fun, and then what happened?
We, in turn, had consultations with our carriers here, our insurance carriers, and quite honestly, it was determined that since the expense for both of those, both the cleanup and moving, related specifically to the aircraft, and that Sun & Fun was not the owner of the aircraft, we were advised that really it was the responsibility of the owners to cover those costs, and that in fact is what was relayed in a covering letter to an invoice that was sent to 25 aircraft owners whose services were provided that night. So that's what that letter went out the 1st of October. And we have asked each of those owners to please submit their share of the cost for moving and cleanup to their insurance carriers. And as I mentioned to you, Russ, we have heard from only two. One individual clarified that his plane wasn't moved that night, that he had taken care of it, and we have adjusted that invoice, certainly. And another that apparently did submit his share of the costs to his insurance company, and we were advised that they were covering it and reimbursing him.
What sort of costs are we looking at here?
You're talking in the magnitude collectively of close to $100,000 for that exercise. I think we're more closer to the range of about $90,000 is the combined cost that, or the invoicing that Sun and Fun received, and that's what's being distributed.
Okay, and the individual costs are going to vary based on the size of the airplane
and based
the
on
amount
the
of fuel
situation,
that's
from what I
spilled or whatever, right?
That is my understanding, yes.
So, do you have a range of costs of the individual invoice? Do you know what that is?
You know, I don't, Russ. I don't have that in front of me. I have reviewed the covering letter that went out, but not the individual invoices that were allocated.
Okay, but suffice to say, people are getting invoices for thousands of dollars.
Well, yes. I mean, if we had 25, it could be as much as $5,000,
$4,000, $4,500. Okay. Now, if the insurance companies do not cover or say that they don't want to cover this cost, then it will be up to the individual aircraft owners? Is that Sun and Fun's position?
I think that's to be determined. I think that's one of the things that we're asking for them to seek reimbursement from their insurance companies.
So it hasn't gone beyond that yet?
It has not gone beyond that. That is correct.
Okay, well, thanks for explaining all that. We're obviously going to stay on top of this one. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.